Hello and welcome to your yoga nidra yogic sleep practice. One to help us really get in touch with our bodies and enter into a state of rest. This state that feels something right in between sleep and being awake. So you're deeply resting, but at the same time, there's a real depth of awareness to all that is going on in your inner world. Maybe even what's going on in your outer world. It's a space to let the two integrate. Often in a yoga nidra practice, you are guided through your body, and as you all know, you may drift in and out and in and out again. So you might, be following along for a little while. Then you drift off into some other part of your inner adventure. All of a sudden, you're back further down in your body than you remember being, and that is fine. What I'd like you to consider, rather than really having to force yourself or even set that intention to stay with me, to pay attention to each point in your body, that will actually cause more mental strain and tension, right? So think of this particular practice as one that you cannot get wrong. It's an opportunity to tend to yourself in an expectationless way. An opportunity to tend to any sensations that may or may not arise in your body, to any tension that's in the body. Did you know that when you start to really relax, any background or underground stored tension will naturally want to rise to the foreground? Certain emotions and feelings might arise. So take this opportunity to tend to all of those as well, as you move through your practice, as you move through your body. You might also be tending to any thoughts that arise. You might be tending to whatever's in your heart today. Know that you can linger anywhere for as long as you need, for as long as you like. One final thing I'd like to mention, a seed I'd like to plant, and then I promise I'll stop being chatty Kathy and we'll dive right in. With yoga nidra, we all know typically there's this idea of paying attention, right, in your body, moving through the body point to point, paying particular attention to different points in the body as I name them. But instead of this idea, this notion of attention being this almost harsh, pointed focus, right? I'd like to introduce you to the root of the word attention, which is 10, T-E-N, like the number 10. And the same root word gives us the words tender, to tend. Stay with me. So rather than attention feeling like this very harsh, furrowed brow, pointed kind of tension, I want you to feel that your attention is tender, and that as you move through your body, following along as best you can, knowing drifting is part of the process, that you're really tending to yourself, to sensations, to tension, to thoughts and feelings, to your heart. Okay, rant over. Go ahead. If you haven't already, make yourself luxuriously comfortable. laying down, your body feels stretched out, long, symmetrical, supported, and heavy. That's your checklist. Make yourself comfortable and take your time to do so, knowing that you can adjust as needed at any point. Also know that throughout this practice, there will be prolonged periods of silence. And for you to journey wherever you need to, just trust, remember that I'm still right there with you. You may drift off to sleep. You might not even hear the end of this practice. That's fine too. This is your time, your space, your practice. Let it be what you need it to be. So as you get settled down, take a few nice deep full breaths, however feels good for you. Maybe you take a sigh out as you let the weight of your bones and your muscles settle a little more into the support. Beginning to claim this time and this space for yourself. This opportunity to tend to yourself. Like a gardener might tend to their garden, the way a parent holds their baby, tending to it. The way a musician tunes their instrument. An artist cleans their brushes. You are tending to you. And with the next few exhalations, see if you can find a new layer of softness. A new layer of releasing. In your belly, in your hips, your legs, your feet. Every exhale, a release. And finding all these new layers of softness, new layers of releasing through your face, your shoulders, in your arms, your belly, your hips, your legs, your feet. And if there's anything from your day that you feel you need to make peace with, you might take another deep breath and then see if you can soften, sigh it out. What do you need to make peace with? Within yourself, within your day, your life, in order to find a new layer of softness, a new layer of trusting the support beneath you. And just beginning to let your breath settle in to a nice, easy, spontaneous, even casual rhythm. So that might mean it's fairly smooth and easy for the most part. Maybe every now and again there's a sigh or a yawn, even a little gasping breath. All normal as your body recalibrates to relaxation, unwinding, and uncoiling. Softening with this spontaneous, casual breath. And as you feel your breath moving tenderly and freely inside of you, consider with what quality of attention do you want to tend to yourself with today? You might want to welcome a quality of peace or trust or love, support, bravery, a soothing quality, a caring quality, a softness, an encouraging quality. As you consider how you'd like to use this time, to tend to yourself? Your mind, your body, your heart. What quality of attention would you like to cultivate and meet yourself with? So take a few moments. See if you can get that quality to reflect the way that you're breathing. So a softness to your breath, a soothing rhythm to the breath, or to feel the support of your breath, tender breath, a compassionate breath, an energizing or encouraging breath. So as you keep that quality of attention to your breathing, let's begin to move in and around the body now, listening gently to any information that's arising in the form of thoughts, in the sensations, maybe any tension, just receiving and gathering information so that you can tend to yourself. So beginning in your head, letting your attention land lightly and move through your head and your face from the top of your head, tending to anything you find along the way. And smoothing out across your forehead and your brow line, tending to any tension and sensation in your eyes, a softening here. Remember, you can always linger in any point of the body if and when it feels necessary or nourishing to stay and tend a little while longer. Feel this softening through the eyes. As the attention moves through your face now to your cheekbones, your ears, tending there, and to your nose. And perhaps for a couple breaths, you can feel the breeze of your breath through your nostrils. And continuing as you tend to your jaw, your mouth. And if there's a lot of tension stored there, you could stretch the jaw wide open and then let it soften back into place. Maybe sigh out through the mouth a few times, or simply remain in stillness. Continuing to survey down your neck and your throat. See what needs to be tended to, if there's any tension in your throat. Consider if there's anything you need to give voice to, anything you've been needing to say, to express, and you might say it out loud or internally. Just free up that space in and around your throat, inviting that same quality of attention that you've chosen. Tending here as long as you like, or moving down to the shoulders, left and right, your upper arms, your elbows, your lower arms, the wrists, hands, your fingers, and your fingertips. Taking a moment to tend to any sensations in your arms, and perhaps feeling as though you could breathe from the tips of your fingers all the way up to your shoulders And then exhale, pouring your breath back out through your arms, out through fingertips. So you're inviting nourishment and energy in through the tips of your fingers, all the way up through arms to shoulders. And then pouring that energy back down. And then moving your attention from your fingers back through your hands, your wrists and lower arms, your elbows and upper arms, the shoulders, left and right. Now into your upper back and through to your chest. Meeting yourself right here at your chest, in your heart. This feeling center of you. And feel what is in your heart today. You might take a few fuller breaths. Feel the massage of breath in and around your heart space. Tending to your heart, the back of your heart and upper back, the space all around your heart, the chest, welcoming that quality of attention into your heart, the quality of love or peace, support. How would you like to meet and tend to whatever is in your heart today? A few more breaths here, feeling your breath massaging in and around your heart and your chest. And you may stay and tend to whatever is in your heart for a little while longer. You might like to start to move your attention down to your belly, upper belly, mid belly, lower belly, and then to your lower back, beginning to sense whatever is going on in this space of your body. If there's any tending required here with your breath, your attention, feeling the breath moving in your belly, expanding that space, softening the space, and surveying your hips and your thighs. As you walk your way down your legs, left and right, surveying to see what needs to be tended to in your body today. Down to your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet, and your toes. Scanning, surveying, tending to any sensations in your legs. Anything that's arising as you survey the lower part of your body, from your hips to your thighs, your knees, lower legs, ankles, feet, and toes. Letting that same quality of attention that you've been carrying pour through your legs. And seeing if you can get a sense of your whole physical form, keeping the attention nice and soft. And take a few breaths, imagining that your whole body is inhaling and your whole body is exhaling, meeting yourself, whole body breathing with this quality, infusing your body with this quality of peace or soothing, love, encouragement, energy. Inhaling as though your whole body, every cell of you were inhaling. And exhaling as though the whole body were exhaling, sighing, yawning, releasing. Finding new layers of softness and relaxation with every exhale. Now let's go back through the body again, tending as you go. This time starting at your toes, the soles of your feet, your ankles, your calves, knees, thighs, your hips. Gathering information and tending as you go. To the lower back, lower belly, mid belly, your upper belly, and your chest and your heart once again. Feeling again that massage from your breath. In and around your heart, tending to whatever is in your heart again. Feel your breath gathering in and out from your heart and your chest. And then moving your attention gently to your upper back, that space behind your heart, into your shoulders, your upper arms, lower arms, your wrists, hands, fingers, and fingertips, letting your attention pour through your arms. Finding new layers of relaxation. Again, feel as if you are inhaling from the tips of your fingers all the way up to your shoulders. Exhale back out through fingertips. Drawing that quality in as you inhale. And pouring it down from shoulders through fingertips as you breathe out. And tenderly as you go, moving your attention from your fingertips back through your hands, wrists, lower arms, upper arms, your shoulders, your neck, and your throat. once again the opportunity to give voice to anything that feels stuck there, even if the words are just for you, maybe making a sound or a sigh here. And attention to the chin and your jaw, tending here, softening here. And back to your nose, feeling the breeze of air at your nostrils. A few leisurely breaths. And moving your attention to your cheekbones and eyes and eyebrows once again. See if you can find a new layer of softness and releasing here. Into your forehead, tending to any ideas or thoughts or space here. To the top of your head. And again, seeing if you can sense your whole physical form. And inhaling as though your whole body were inhaling. Exhale as though the whole body is exhaling. And for the next few moments of quiet, you are invited to move around your body. Land anywhere in your body or your mind that needs a little more tending. And this may look different for each person or for the same person on a different day. To tend to yourself. This might mean tending to your mind, a thought, or an idea. It might mean welcoming movement into the body. If there's an area that's really asking for your attention, maybe there are some aches, pains, tensions, just keep a very soft approach to whatever you choose to intuitively do at this time. So whether you're tending to a sensation in your body just with your attention or your breathing, or whether you're welcoming some movement, sound, whether you're attending to an idea, a belief, a plan, a memory, a person, or something that's deep in your heart. Move through the body, find it, and be with it in your own way. You can stay here as long as you like. You might feel ready to emerge slowly for whatever is next in your day. And let's see if we can make this transition nice and smooth. So rather than feeling like you are disconnecting from yourself now, from your practice, from this inner world, there's an integration that happens as you prepare to move out into the world again. So can you bring some of that quality of attention that you've been tending to yourself with into this moment, this transition? You might like to deepen the breath, move or stretch, take up some space. You might like to use this time of integration, of transition, to make a little mental note of ways that you can continue to tend to yourself in your outer life. Make a nourishing meal. Take a walk in nature. Dance, sing, light some candles, have a bath, call a friend. All of these ways that we can continue to tend to ourselves outside of our practice here together. Maybe you place your hand to your heart, a way to communicate to yourself that you're still here, you're still listening, you're still alive. A moment of deep appreciation to yourself for carving out this space to tend to you. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. Our practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend. Keep tending.